Okay, so Neville Hobson here. I'm in Manchester. Today is the 21st of October, and I'm standing in the street with Kate Feld outside a bar called... actually, this isn't the bar I'm thinking of. The bar where the event is taking place is called something...
Band on the Wall.
Band on the Wall. So we've just had the Manchester Blog Awards, and I came up here because I'm in Manchester because of a conference I'm speaking at tomorrow in Burnley, invited by Andy and Nikki Wake, and Andy Wake was one of the contestants for Best New Blog. But before we get into detail about that, Kate, let me ask you to explain, what is this event all about?
Sure. Well, this event started 4 years ago, and it's really just a way to celebrate the wonderful work that people are doing on blogs in Manchester completely independently. And really, we're just, just trying to get some recognition for all the talent that's out there in the blogosphere locally. Manchester has an incredibly strong blogging scene.
Right.
So we really just wanted to do a little bit of something to bring some more awareness about that and, give people some recognition.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with you. There's a lot going on here in the Northwest. I see that myself from where I sit down in the South. I hear about people, I see people blogging, I see them on Twitter, so you get a sense there's things going on up here. So the Blog Awards designed to highlight people's achievements and what's actually happening, yet I've not heard of this before Andy told me about it. So what is the deal with this? Is it just a very, very local thing, or you want to get it more widely known?
We'd like to get it more widely known, and we're going to be getting some national coverage this year in the press, so that's quite good. I think the problem with it before has been just that it's in Manchester, it's not in London.
Right.
So, there is a bit of, we all know about it here, but outside of Manchester, it hadn't before this been too widely known about.
Okay.
But I think, when it started, blogging hadn't sort of really even penetrated to the sort of total immersion, complete saturation level that it has now in the sort of public awareness. So I think at this point now, people know they're just used to blogging and perhaps are more aware of it.
Okay.
You know.
So let me ask you another question, Kate. You're an American.
Yes.
What are you doing in Manchester?
I fell in love with an Englishman.
That's a good reason.
Yes.
He happened to be from Manchester.
Well, he's from Yorkshire, but he was living outside Manchester. So I moved from New York City to Manchester about 6 years ago.
Okay, so you could be called a Mancunian almost.
I'm a Yankunian.
That's a good way of putting it. So I think I've enjoyed being here. One thing I liked about the event from my perspective sitting up on the balcony, so I'm looking down on the auditorium as it were, was the intimacy of it and the way in which it was announced is almost like a fringe meeting. I mean, is that how
you say it? Yeah, that's really, we're really about being independent and celebrating people just doing things on their own. It is really not a corporate event. When people hear awards ceremony, they think, pink tablecloths, prawn cocktail, that kind of thing. And it's really not about that at all. We're lucky enough to be allied to the Manchester Literature Festival and have great sponsors in this year Arts Council England and Manchester Digital Development Agency. So because of that, I think we haven't really gone the corporate route with it.
Okay. Well, I think it's been terrific, and I've enjoyed being here, meeting you, and thanks for your time.
Thanks, Neville. It's been a pleasure meeting you.
Okay.